아무튼 고발에 드라이기에 고발을 줄 탈바다 템시기 며 고발 도와다 나머지 예 변에 개와치마 원조 고발 토야다 아니 내래 아니 탈비 고발 토야 내내 템시기 며 고발 토야라 나머지 귤라 아니 지기 예 개와치마유 가서 치마 돈얘기 뒷바지 끼고 그래 지산치마 개와치마 돈얘기 뒷바지 개와치미 띠 아니 띠 안 지, 야고시께 토야단 딘텔이야. 아니, 지기 최님의 지역 고가브리에 딘 캐바진 토구도 샘피, 딘의 삼로지 뒤니 뒤바 끼워고래. 딘의 뒤니 뒤바 끼워봐라. 아니, 끼워치마. 아니, 예, 디, 가수 딘졸에 마 끼워있는 가와 끼워있는 나손에 끼워오래스. 나손에 끼워있는 끼워있는 냐와이다 뒤로숨래스. 지상강아 딘의 시월에스에 냐와이다 숨이 동안지기 시에잔. 딜리, 디니 수다 하고 와자 델레데 타고 샘비게 타르게 삼제 안제와치 몽원주 고바 토고도 덴케바 토고 샘비 덴이기 뜸바 얘기 된다라 나한테 나송기 다 예수 고시에 디디 샤고르디니 김제로 시고에비 김제도디 디니 균통 델레 타르게 삼바 얘기 된다라
Having the wish to gain freedom from suffering, to not have to experience any problems or difficulties at all, one needs to generate this determination to bring an end to one's own individual samsara and ideally attain the omniscient state of a Buddha. To generate such a motivation, in particular at a level where it is authentic, we need to develop a focus on attaining an excellent rebirth in our next life. So to bring about this change in focus away from the attainment of the pleasures of this life and the overcoming of the mere problems of this one life, we need to reflect well on the impermanence of this life and thereby recognizing that the continuity, our consciousness will continue from life to life. And with the stream of lives that lie before us, they are of far greater importance in this current life. And so having reflected well in the impermanence of this life, one comes to focus on lives to come. When we die, our next rebirth will be either once again in the higher realms or in the lower realms. So as to develop a deep determination to achieve an excellent rebirth again in our next life, we have to reflect well on the sufferings of the lower realms so as to bring about a deep aversion to such a potential rebirth. And this deep aversion leads to a strength of mind, a determination not to accumulate causes that will lead to such a rebirth. So therefore, the purpose of looking at this chapter on the sufferings of the lower realms is to develop a deep and abiding determination. I could not handle that. This has to be averted by any possible means. And therefore, I have to avoid the accumulation of such causes. So develop the strength of mind focusing on future rebirths. One needs to reflect on the lower realms.
māsā kīyā kī kūtī kī pā pāṅ hū kūrī yā sā chī. Tīnī ngā tū tīntī kī, tā tīntū tōwī tīn lātā mī tīn kia pā chīn tīyā yī lā tī kī tū yā yī tā. Nā jī kī gāngā sā yā tāplam yā kū chū tū kī pā chā, nā tī tīntū kīyā kī tāplam kūtī kī pā chū kū kūrī yā sā chī ngā tū kāsā tū rū tī nā tīntī shū yuwa tā.
Last night, we looked at these verses from Nagarjuna, which present a very brief overview of the sufferings being experienced in the lower realms. And the very purpose of that reflection is to give about the twin determination that I have to eradicate or bring to an end any potential accumulation of causes that will lead to rebirth in the lower realms, as well as purify those causes already accumulated. And accompanying this is the determination to strive to accumulate virtue, the causes for excellent rebirths.
Ndela, Kowan, Jidang, Kevardo, Mandri, Dunga, Gomba, Shindu, Nechetes, Dither, Rani, Dungaji, Lit, Jasur, Tor, Dungaji, Jasur, Lungne, Lungsu, Samnesa, Yi Juve, Najed, and Jabba, Dobatang, Dungal, Demikiwi, Jabu Tone, and it Dictunla, Shindu, Zemba, Dunga, Midibani, and it Dewal, Dubata, Dea, Give Jebu Tone, Gawa Jubala Gawa, Nerani Yamla Badi, Shanla Niji Gishin, Koala Yi Junior, Tabala Dunyata, Dunga Yi Jinni, and the Jabro Su Jabo So, Namnegi, Ne Dumashi, Dubigi, Dun Chembo Dunga Yi, or the Dunga Yi, Yendin Denim, Juju Du, Rangula Ju, Dunga Yi Wondo Chin, Song Yam, Dunga Yamso Yong, Juala and Jawa Yi Nose.
So returning to the text, in the ebook, the handout, we in the middle, page 103, and in the published book, the middle of page 90. So we're starting with a sub-outline, and I've just changed the translation a little bit in the second paragraph. So the sub-outline is how thinking about suffering is a vital point. Meditation on the sufferings of cyclic existence in general, and on the sufferings of the lower rebirths in particular, is a crucial point. For if you contemplate how you yourself fall into the ocean of suffering, despair will reverse your pride and arrogance. Seeing that suffering is the result of non-virtue, you will be very careful to avoid bad actions and downfalls. Since you do not want suffering but want happiness, once you realize that suffering is the result of virtue, you will also enjoy accomplishing virtue. In proportion to your own experience, compassion for others will arise out of aversion for cyclic existence. You will strive for liberation. For fear of suffering, you will fervently go for refuge and so forth. This is where I'll just add something. These excellent qualities of suffering are a great summary that comprise many important points of the practice and are stated in Entering the Bodhisattva Way of Life in terms of suffering already arisen in one's own mind stream, though they are equally applicable to suffering one is yet to experience.
Kumbashi,
So the Tibetan starts with, we don't have it in English, with that. So the term that would refer to what has just been looked at. So it's a linking term from these three verses to what comes now. But it's omitted in English because it's superfluous. But then Lama Tsongkhapa continues, meditation on the sufferings of cyclic existence in general. And so here he's stating that it's imperative that we reflect well on the sufferings of samsara in general. So this refers to the suffering of both the beings in the lower realms as well as those in the higher realm. So in general refers to the entirety of samsara, the sufferings of beings in the hells as spirits, as animals, as well as humans and the various realms of gods. Then Lama Tsongkhapa continues, and on the sufferings of the lower realms, in lower rebirths in particular. So this is where we are going to start to look at the sufferings of beings in the lower realm. And it concludes with, is a crucial point. So what is crucial is reflecting on the sufferings of cyclic existence in its entirety. But where we start is with that of the lower realms.
지난 개발도 안주동화 공부하신 뒤에 신도 개침으로 해서 다 개발도 쓰던 강한 주로 내 당부와 되게 되시고 그러다 나중에 된 뒤에 얘기 안에 그 이 밴에 땡세시라 메로와 메로와 지난 때 지난 안주 얘기 니가 침부여로서 개발도 내가 풀었다 돼 나도 갈고 왔으네 지금 된 뒤 개와 침부 온도 고방 된 데라야 냠는 제 뒤에 된 개발 좀 잠이 이제 자주 좀 나서 봐도 기회 냠 타봐 탐지 김이 고와도 된 개발 좀 온도 고와 토구도 선비 삼다리 안주 이게 개체와래 지난 니 개발은 안주동화 삼바디 개침부 차고래 제로다 안주로 내 당부와 당부 어떻게 쓴거래 지나다 미 온도 고방 토지에게 된 개발 좀 토구 선비 된데 삼바장 조만 kalagandam besarwa. Jidada nganzu zade, dade negabde kebardu sade, nganzu kebardu sade, dade nganzu le dambuwa, dinegi, ongundi kubang toyegi, deng meken, yesul ya, an garchiwa sade, dambu nganzu dunga samba kebwara. Kasane, nganzu le taji, ongundi kubang toyegi, dunegi dunbadi, shukchimu kikugurwa, di kebala, nganzu dunga samba de, kechimbore, nganzu dunga kubang shindu kechabare, sade, nyamlin jika chasang sungguwa, mada nganzu le dambuwa disu sungguwa.
So why is it then that we need to start with reflecting on the sufferings of the lower realms? Because as stated, yeah, reflecting on the sufferings of samsara in its entirety is a crucial point. But why is it then that we start with the lower realms? Well, we start here because we are still beginners. And what marks us out as beginners is the quality of our resolve. And our resolve is still very weak. Our mind is still largely fixated with the enjoyments of the pleasures of this life and overcoming the problems of this life. This attitude or this resolve is this lack of resolve is what marks us out as beginners. So where we have to start is developing a genuine determination to achieve an excellent rebirth in our future lives. This only comes about independent on letting go of this life's pleasures and problems. So to aid us in cultivating this resolve, we need to become vividly clear of what potentially awaits us, so as to then develop a deep determination based on fear for such a potential rebirth, to accumulate the causes of virtue and to avoid the causes that will lead to suffering. And with such a resolve genuinely developed, that is the foundation that is indispensable to develop an actual motivation for liberation and enlightenment. So this is why we start to look at the sufferings of the lower realms, to develop a deep and stable determination to let go of the distractions of this life, but to strive for greater goals. So this reflection on the sufferings of the lower realms is one of the principal reflections with one of the reflections for a practitioner of initial capacity. So this is a further reason why we are starting here. In one's training, one will come to the reflection on the suffering of the higher realms, but that comes about independence on the prior cultivation of a determination not to gain rebirth in the lower realms. Because that is a, not only is it a foundational realization, but it's one that's much easier to come to through recognizing the tremendous suffering that is being experienced by beings there now and potentially awaits all of us. So with this foundational training of a practitioner of initial capacity, when we develop that over these coming months, then we will have the strength of mind to actually engage in the trainings of a practitioner of intermediate capacity. And this is where one comes to reflect in detail on the sufferings of beings in the higher realms. So that division is divided into threefold, sixfold, or eightfold presentation. So in the threefold presentation, one looks at the suffering of physical and mental pain of the beings in the higher realms, as well as the suffering of transient happiness. But in particular, one needs to come to reflect on the all-pervasive suffering of conditioning, to recognize, and through recognizing that, we come to develop a genuine determination to destroy our own individual samsara, to gain liberation from the sufferings of samsara in its entirety.
Andade ngandri dungal gomba shindu shesi da shindu nechimbo reyesi da ngandri dungal gom seyadi ngandri dungal midi gom dela gom dela jie gom dala jokom niye banza dade ngandri dungal gom seyadi jokom sungo omare ngandri dungal zi shidu mini nyamba shago resa sungo omare da ngandri dungal gom seyadi ngandri dungal di jie gom seyadi jie gom jie sudu ngandri dungal dela gyumze samda jie gara 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 yung ganga gara 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 yung gora gara gara yung gora sibi dine ki dungal di ki pa 那用它的一把借把借好过我去既然借我们去的有个心就去借把借借把借的念书的社会说说落了好过年我到底点点的热度啊生病给你还把顶不念的了但啊动了公吧是我的动了你说好过去把借把借好过的顶不念了热度啊生病给说说的呀生病给你还把顶不念了你把念念把三大的了但动了公吧是要去送过来
This meditation on the suffering of the lower realms is not a placement meditation, but an analytical meditation. So bearing this in mind then, one hears the teachings to gather information, and then one reflects based on that information. So one reflects on the experiences of suffering that potentially awaits us, and then uses reasoning to establish what the causes are that would lead to such experiences, to such ripening results, and then developing the determination based on this analytical reflection on how to avert the accumulation of such causes. So therefore, one accumulates information so as to integrate it into our very way of thinking through analysis, through reasoning.
Andi madishe dunga gom siri dunga le tishin nyamba chasin kyan dara sam sadi duwa di chisan di marwa chisan di dunga gom siri chi nga du gom siri di chi gom da chi gom yi yore sada sikdi lam sada o di chi gom chi re sadi dunga gom chi gom di re sabi da nga su go
So I say this right at the outset so as to aid you in overcoming the thought that But this is a very strange topic to think about. Why do we want to even engage in thinking about something so awful? One would rather not think about this. But there is a great importance. So one needs to hear the knowledge, information and reflect on it again and again, because this helps develop the great qualities that we aspire to develop.
俺就刚刚告诉的，刚刚听说到努力学呢，刚刚去过是吧？努力学我就开始是，今年那他还没过的努力学嘛，还有过的努力学嘛了吧？就是今年这，中国人那当俺说业余中国干的可能用过了，俺说的中国一代的中国干的可能，那俺说的中国干的可能，俺说的中国干的可能，有啥的好过瘾呢？我的原来的就开始用过了，是的，俺女的好过的，你。 간스 용구의 메시 디한 삼당 말했어. 강아지 간의 용구의 무슨 말든 강아지 유하고 말해. 유인 아무거나 유디 파야기 매버서 이게 탑락 고려 지금 말했어. 제가 며칠 두 샤샤반데 되는 유디 파 아무거 유디 사 이제 강아지 용구 고려. 제가 되는 자 신고에 대해 개심 보시오래. 대신 봐 있나 용아 되는데 여발 숨 하고 찾아 하고도 어디인데 니가 했어 용구를 했어 유디 되는데 용구를 했어. 다 유디 매버서 이게 탑락 가르도 민스 탑락 여보 빵 하고 이제 디파 델파 송제 판 유제레레 마사바지 송시 샤바이다 샤바네 디니 아네 니소 하코나 디 메바소에게 타블람네 싱글이에스 제단 타블람 싱글이나 셰바네 강아딜레 송고 말에스 제단디 제치 모임 베김 제디 송고르바다
So why is it that Lama Tsongkhapa has written here that reflecting on suffering is a crucial point? The reality is that it is still a crucial point for us because we are still accumulating the causes that lead to suffering. So whilst one may have heard presentations such as what is to follow several times, as long as it hasn't led to a change in one's way of thinking and therefore a change in one's physical and verbal behavior, we are still accumulating the very causes that will lead to these suffering results. This means we still have not actually understood why we suffer. We still have not understood the various realms of samsara and the experiences therein. So this lack of understanding is not solely about never having heard about this, but it's that even if we have heard, it hasn't been integrated yet. So therefore one needs to keep hearing on the same topic so as to gather ever more information to use in one's analysis, to integrate this deep within. Because it's only through understanding the various suffering realms of samsara and their own individual experiences within each realm, through that, and only through that understanding will we develop a deep aversion to being reborn in any of these realms. And based on that deep aversion, which is the indispensable first step, one will strive to identify the specific causes that lead to such suffering results. And then in dependence on that, the third part is the striving to avert the accumulation of further causes and to purify already accumulated causes. So until one's mind is firmly in that direction, one needs to keep hearing presentations such as this so as to arm us with the knowledge that we need to integrate and change our very way of thinking.
Jidan Dushine Rani Dunga Ye Jasul Lunzu Samta, the Dati Dishing Adogi, Nayu Dunga, Nibene, Idai Dunga, Dunu Dunga, Dipa Samta, Sosaranga di Dunga, Nadi, Delia Jason Lunzu Sene, Dunga Jasus, Jig, Nyawa Ida, Dunu Dunga, Jasimu Shul, Dun Yushibu, Adina Jasu, Chemota, Jasu, the Dushimbo Yongwea. Then they give Dunga Delia and Alumba, Nadima Jason Banda.
Chundra, So our first sentence ends with, it is a crucial point. And then this is explained as to why reflecting on suffering is a crucial point in the next sentence. For if you contemplate how you yourself fall into the ocean of suffering, despair will reverse your pride and arrogance. So this sentence then encapsulates why it's imperative that we think about suffering, why it is such a crucial point. So if you contemplate how you yourself will fall into the ocean of suffering. So there we have right at the outset of the sentence the word contemplate. So this again indicates this is analytical meditation where we need to think about this, not avoid thinking about it because it's unpleasant, but think about it to the extent that it leads to a change in our very way of thinking. And then it continues, you yourself will fall. So this again comes to the point of where we need to reflect in a way that's personal, direct to ourselves, that this is a potential outcome for me. I may well fall into the lower realms. Not something, a mere academic reflection, but something that is entirely possible for oneself. Fall into the ocean of suffering. And this term ocean is used because in the same way as when one thinks of the ocean or stands on the shore, the ocean appears endless. And this is how suffering is, or this is how samsara is. There is no end to suffering. As long as one remains bound in suffering, as long as one remains bound in samsara, one will suffer. One's suffering in samsara is endless. As long as one is bound in samsara, one will suffer. And then the very purpose of thinking like this is to bring about despair. And the purpose of despair here is about when we think seriously about ourselves potentially falling into this ocean of suffering, we'll become alarmed and anxious. And the purpose of this fear or despair is that it acts as a teacher guiding us to engage in a proper direction, away from non-virtue. And this then, as it continues, will help reverse our pride and arrogance. This pride and arrogance, this feeling of overconfidence in ourselves in terms of this couldn't befall me. This is a serious impediment to our sustained practice. So therefore, developing a disenchantment with suffering, despair towards our situation in samsara, helps clear away our conceited pride that is such a major obstacle to sincere practice. Seeing that suffering is a result of non-virtue, you'll be very careful to avoid bad actions and downfalls. So here, when we reflect on the sufferings of samsara and we develop a despair for our situation, and we develop through that, a determination to bring our situation, our suffering situation to an end. We will then, the second step, is seek out the causes that lead to suffering. There we recognize that the causes are non-virtue, and that non-virtue, by its very nature, leads to suffering. Non-virtue inevitably leads to suffering. This then is imperative, because we will come to recognize that all non-virtue, whether a natural misdeed or something that's contrary to a vow that one has taken, so a prescribed misdeed, leads to suffering. This then, this determination then that results from this is this fear of ongoing suffering leads to a determination to turn away from non-virtue. This is what's so important here. So we see here action, bad, be very careful to avoid bad actions and downfalls. So bad actions then refers to natural misdeeds, so things which by their very nature, by doing them, lead to suffering, lead to harm. And then the term downfall, this refers to prescribed misdeeds, so things where one has accepted, I will not do this, but then ends up doing it. Then that is considered, that is called a downfall. So a prescribed misdeed and a natural misdeed. And what's considered a natural misdeed is something which whomever engages in it, it will naturally lead to suffering. For example, if one kills, whether someone is ordained or not ordained, if one kills, non-virtue is created and suffering will result. So too, if one lies, for example, again, whether one is ordained or not ordained, that is a natural misdeed and will naturally lead to suffering.
And gin, zolaya chang to the deposition called D. Diva Chibekana Matavare. Jesa, D. Rabjun da gin, Domashuans Mato, Kimbala, chang to the deposition of Mara, or this word that denies it that Chibekana Matova, the Rajikana, to see our cavalos did it.
If one then looks at, for example, having a bit to drink, a bit of alcohol, drinking a bit of alcohol, this is not naturally non-virtuous. There is nothing non-virtuous about drinking some alcohol. So therefore, drinking alcohol is not a natural misdeed. From drinking alcohol, one may well engage in natural misdeeds, such as lying and so forth, but drinking alcohol itself is not a natural misdeed. But if one has made the promise not to drink alcohol, for example, those who are ordained or those who have taken the vows of the non-ordained, the lay vows, within those there is the vow not to drink. So if one has made the promise not to do something, but then breaks that promise, then that is a prescribed misdeed. And this is what is meant by the term downfall. So a downfall is where one has fallen down from the ethical standard one has willingly set for oneself. So the term downfall is used in relation to prescribed misdeeds, where one has willingly taken on or accepted a vow. One has promised to live to a particular ethical standard, but one falls down from that ethical standard one has set for oneself. So this then is the meaning of a downfall, and is different from a natural misdeed.
That jidan diva se dile ngan du jidan diva la yu di nanglo ya jibi kaso rashi ni khana ma do bas diva se na jibi khana ma do bas de diva se ye wa la ma so ni le yong le jeda da jibi khana ma do bas ya da tung wa se di jibi cha wo di da jibi khana ma do ba tung wa se di ne
So the term non-virtue, this includes both divisions, that of being natural misdeeds and downfalls. But here we have the downfall specifically mentioned to make this point abundantly clear. So careful to avoid bad actions. In this context, we will take to mean natural misdeeds, but that on its own could include both. But here, downfalls or the prescribed misdeeds are specifically referenced.
Then Migawadilla, and Garso Rashi Kanamato, but the Dun, Jeva Kanamato, by Ningurua, Kimbaina. Mika Rashini Kanamato Dipala Zemiata. Na Rabjuina, Rashin Kanamato by Jibu Kano, Tuma Nigalia, the genetic speech, Tenegit Zemba, Zemsu, Zemiak, some of the Ligi Estizada, the Zemba, Sidapa, Jigime, Sambe, Samta, this is the Sulimso, the Yabushimu Esulta.
So therefore, why it's so important to think about suffering is that recognizing that the suffering that may well befall one if should one fall to the lower realms, wanting to avoid that, one will develop the determination not to commit misdeeds, so not to accumulate any non-virtue, whether from a natural misdeed or from a prescribed misdeed, in other words, from breaking a vow one has taken. So therefore, this aids one's reflection, one's cultivation of ethical restraint.
Oh yeah. In a Numa Midibe, Dewa Dela, Deang Givi Table Tone, Gewajupala Kawas. Tesada, Denigi Duma Michesa, Nasumu Duma de Nyawa either Dundu Duma de Pau, do sometimes, the Kangan she was that tell it the Tau who was sent me sometimes Duma Midubar, what Midubare. Tesada, tell a Midubar, tell it in the Pesas, tell it how to send me some kidu. Tesan in it, Gewajuvi Jubali, Dewa. Duma de la Tower de Vaza, de la Tarbig, Dehoshi du Gores, Deva du Gores. Tisada de la Tar, Deva de Mondiokova, Deva du Carimosin, Deva diam, Yon Deva de, Deva diam, you, ngewal de ningo ba kiwe de wi ba ha ko je den ne gewa du ba le ya ta te gewa ji ma du na tam ni gewa du bu du san be ge gewa du du ge tan ni ri du ba dan gewa du ba la gewa la ka wi sa ma de 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 se de bo to ne de de yang kiwe de bo to ne gewa du ba la ka wa ta ma gewa du ba be du du ge du ko san be tan ni ri du ba gewa du be ya bo le san be ka wa ni ni ngo le se
Lama Tsongkhapa then continues, since you do not want suffering but want happiness, once you realize that happiness is the result of virtue, you will also enjoy accomplishing virtue. So here in this sentence, in the previous one, we see the twofold result that follows from reflecting deeply on suffering. That sentence just concluded, one stands up to challenges any inclination that one has towards non-virtue. In this way, one's ethics will be developed, will be enhanced, and serve to protect one from engaging in non-virtue. Moreover, one will develop an enthusiasm about engaging in virtue. One will develop one's propensity towards virtuous ways of thinking and physically acting and speaking. So these are the two results that follow from reflecting well on suffering.
And the negar in was in a rang yam la pa de shan la niji, niji jishings. Jisan, did a rang yam la pa ne shan la niji jishing, koa la yi june, tabala dunya kiwa, dunya lukigris. Jisan, Suzuki dising, rangi yam la pa ne, Suzuki summoned dishing as a koi dungati pa, kasangasung dungati pa, samta, jisangasung dungati yu, nimigua kiwa, jisan, migua de bangu dos and migua let them. Dine, and it. That thing also doing a lot of touch, the hot to go, the you cool to say, the you are in you, don't get what to go, get what in Bahako, then get what to go to the Gawad, to get two boys between you, Timber Gawad, then get what two boys with Jelly, Gawa, some of the Jedu, Sosuke, Jangdor, Jesus and Yamnichi, Sosuke, the Niki in Bahako, the Jelly, Yam to the old, then she had Namji Gibar, what she had some Jamji. And not doing a medio by doing a gang at the gang at Chibu Banashi, Shansim Josuinia, Duma Delia, Nasol Marlon, Sona, Gang at Chibu, but Chikar was. Consoja and the Duma di Kuma di Yu, Mioa de Nikiwa Chibara was. Jesan Hosu de Dewa du Gores, Jesan Hosu de Dewa, Dewa de Dewa, Yu, Gawa to Kuri, Sembeta, Jinziki, Semjalia, and Jam Jamata, Niziki, Ye Lela Wimores, Shan, Nizi, Sosuke, Yamla, Bane. So, so,
a deep enthusiasm for virtue, as well as a repulsion for non-virtue, because of knowing the results that follow. And this is how one protects oneself, through thinking deeply on suffering and its causes. Then Lama Tsongkhapa continues. Since you do not want suffering but want happiness, once you realize that happiness is the result of virtue, you will also enjoy accomplishing virtue. In proportion to your own experience, compassion for others will arise. So here, one has, through reflecting on suffering and its causes, one has come to a deeper understanding of one's own situation. Not just merely that an understanding of suffering, but why one suffers. And has come to recognize that this really comes from being under the influence of our afflictions, and being under their control. And thereby, through understanding one's own situation and developing an aversion to continuing to be deceived by the afflictions, continuing to create the causes for ongoing suffering, not only does one now develop this aversion towards non-virtue and this enthusiasm for virtue, but based on one's own experience, compassion for others will easily arise, because one understands the minds of others too. One understands that in the same way that I, just due to habituation, keep creating the causes for suffering. I don't want to act this way. I don't want to suffer as a result. But this is why I am in this position. So too for others. In this way, easily compassion and love towards others arises. And as one develops one's reflection on the sufferings of samsara, not only does one turn away from the causes that will potentially lead to rebirth in the lower realms, but one will even come to recognize the causes that lead to suffering in the higher realms, and thereby want to gain freedom from cyclic existence in its entirety. Lama Tsongkhapa continues, and out of aversion for cyclic existence, you'll strive for liberation. So this too will follow from reflecting on the sufferings of samsara. Through this reflection on suffering, then, one develops a deep determination to turn away from non-virtue so as not to fall in the lower realms. One also can develop the further determination to gain freedom from samsara, and one develops a compassion for others trapped in the same position as oneself. But a further benefit of reflecting on suffering, and a further reason why it is such a vital point, is in the next sentence. For fear of suffering, you will fervently go for refuge, and so forth. So here then, one recognizing that there is no peace to be found in samsara, and one recognizing that up to this point one has been acting like a blind person, continuously accumulating causes that will lead to suffering, one seeks protecting refuge, and one then will turn towards the Buddha, recognizing that the Buddha is entirely suitable to rely on, and as the Buddha, a perfected being, is suitable to rely on, then certainly his teachings are, the Dharma is, suitable to rely on, suitable to cultivate within. And therefore, the Sangha jewel, those who propound the teachings, those are companions on the path, they too are reliable. So this is then how the reflection on suffering leads to the generation of sincere, heartfelt refuge.
Then
So the sentence concludes with, and so forth, for fear of suffering you will fervently go for refuge, and so forth. So the so forth refers to, in particular, that going for refuge to the Dharma. In other words, by due to fear, by turning to the three jewels for protecting refuge, we'll be open and receptive to the guidance of the Buddha, to the guidance of our spiritual teachers. We'll be open and receptive to what the teachings of the Buddha are. In other words, what should be adopted and what should be abandoned. And we will then, with far greater ease, be able to turn away from what we know are the causes that lead to harm and embrace those causes that we recognize will lead to happiness. The Lama Tsongkhapa continues. These excellent qualities of suffering, maybe because there was a little bit missed out in the translation, so maybe a better way to translate it. These excellent qualities of suffering lead to a great purpose, and then that compromise many important points. So through reflecting on these excellent qualities of suffering, the great purpose that it leads to is that at the initial start, we let go of what's unimportant, the striving for the pleasures of this life and overcoming these temporary minor problems. We let go of that, but rather strive to ensure that we close the door to rebirth in the lower realms in our next life. But we rather continue to achieve excellent rebirths such as like we've achieved now. So that is a first great purpose that comes from reflecting on suffering. And that was mentioned in the paragraph above. The second great purpose is that we come to recognize that, in fact, there is nothing to long for in samsara. Every single rebirth that one attains in samsara, one remains bound in suffering. Thereby, one gives rise to a determination to strive for liberation, to gain complete freedom from all the causes that lead to suffering, including the slight causes. So this then is the second great benefit that comes about through reflecting on suffering. One leads to a determination to bring about, to gain liberation. The third great benefit that follows the reflection on suffering is that, and this too is mentioned above, is that through coming to understand one's own predicament and having given rise to determination, firstly, not to be born in the lower realms. Secondly, to gain freedom from samsara in its entirety. Through understanding our own mind and our own predicament well, compassion easily arises for others. And thereby, one can give rise to genuine bodhicitta, the determination to become a Buddha for the sake of enlightenment, for the sake of suffering beings. So in this way, the great benefits that result from reflecting deeply on suffering are the three goals of the Dharma.
Nyamlin 망부 지우지 하고 두고리 용구리 해서 그러다 제자대 가리 용구선다 남부 가리 가리를 드네서 마송교 등 마송교 등하에게 되려야 등하들이야 제바제 삼다 심주 제바제네 삼다베나 내려때네 냠내지 좀 먹고 실리 두고리 해서 그러다 다 가리리 그래서네 안 저기 마수 등하에 타지 원조 고방 통해 있더니 두바디에 내어데 원조 고방 통해 있던다라 유사에게 냠내지 토야지 용구로 와 나대네 Denigi, Dijede, and the Sosugi Denis Sosolo Babigi, Sosugi, and two Duma digi, Tardugi, Duma, somebody, Dini Yamu, Dilla Babigi, that she handy in a Shansim Jan Hamjilia, and the Jamba, the Nijiki, Yamling, but did Gorba. Then, and the Denigi, Della Dini, and the Rashi Simjan, the Koru Duma, the Tarbos, the Tarba Duniji, somebody, did Gorba. Jesada. Denigi Samda, the Koru Duma de la Tarch, Simja Tamjig, Dondale, Shane Pando, Duella San Yugo, Dimatum, the Tab Ministry, in Simja Tam San Yugo, Tobajig, which I use him in Yamnera Sobat. Dear, that those in the Simichi, Sisada Yomo Pawa, Lenimo Dame Batobe, not going to be Shara Congo Balasoba, Chalan, little village, Sisan Dele Dine, Yamnigi, but Jetimushu, Mangu, which you do send Yungres or the Yamnigi, Dumashi, Dom Chimbo, Mangu.
This sentence and these excellent qualities of suffering that have such great that lead to such great purpose comprise many important points of practice. So many important points of practice. This means that by reflecting well on the sufferings of samsara, starting with what we are about to come to, the sufferings of the lower realms. This leads to one embracing the many points that we need to train our mind in. Embracing in the sense of a deep and abiding determination to cultivate the various qualities of the Dharma within that are required in order to ensure we receive ongoing excellent rebirths. And in particular, what will be led to is not wanting to merely receive further good rebirths so that we avert the intense suffering of the lower realms in our next life, but we will want to gain freedom from ever, potentially in any future life, falling to the lower realms. This then leads to the determination to gain freedom from samsara in its entirety, because as long as one is bound in samsara, there is always the potential to fall into the intense suffering of the lower realms, as well as, of course, experiencing the suffering of the higher realms. So thereby, the many points of practice include those that lead to liberation. And moreover, through reflecting well on suffering, one will want to help all others gain freedom from such danger, recognizing that right now I am in danger, therefore I have to gain liberation. But so too are my kind mother sentient beings. They too are potentially, those who are in the high rebirths, are potentially just a breath away from death and falling to the lower realms. And so many other mother beings are suffering now in the lower realms. So reflecting like this, based on suffering, leads to the generation of bodhicitta and the determination to become a Buddha for the sake of others. So these are some of the many important points of practice that one will strive to engage in, and they will this determination comes about through reflecting on suffering.
Dunga Koron, Jidang got Yundes Kamari. Now, Dunga Koron, Yundi, Dunga Koron, Pai Yubaina, Pang Tugu Yubaza, Pang, Dunga Pang Yubadi, that Dunga Yundi, Denison Hachikung, Dunga Panda, Dunga Koron, Pai Yubadi, Dunga Kisham, Dunga Yundi, that Dunga Pai, never that Jig Yundes and the Yabi tell you. Mazumilia, Lojan Jiyawaji. 이신회도 연대를 그러고 제가 동화코로 빵 이야기 진짜 동화세 아주 먹어야 돼 이내 동화세 빵 이어 받이 거 동화 연대를 해서 되는 시에 순고를 이내 말이 다들 갑들이 동화 연대 해야지 뒤식이 있어요 되는 게
Just to be clear, so it starts in English, we have these excellent qualities of suffering. So normally this term qualities refers, or certainly when it's excellent qualities, one would assume that this refers to advantages. So there are no advantages to suffering. But here, the meaning is, as explained, the excellent qualities refer to thinking about suffering. Thinking, and not just the results of suffering, because this one doesn't need, because these are more apparent, but in particular the causes of suffering. So this expression or this term, excellent qualities of suffering, these excellent qualities of suffering come about in particular through reflecting well on suffering and its causes, because that then leads to the determination to abandon the causes of suffering. So this is what is meant by the excellent qualities of suffering. Through reflecting about those, we determine to abandon the causes of suffering and accumulate the causes that lead to ongoing excellent rebirths, liberation, and enlightenment.
Rang yu la jun yu dunga yi wangdu jian ni song jiang ha si de. Dan jiu jiu gao so yamlin jiu jiu gao la kar song si. Desu dunga ngang song yu duke so so yi dunga ngang dini ki dunga zi la ngang dini nyong bai na ngang la da tu si ni so su yu la dunga ji yu bi ki samda nyong bai na gang a chi su samda ji tu si ni samda ji ni dunga di la tar du ki samda ji ta du song yu la yi jiu jiu li rang yu la jun yu dunga so su yu la jun yu dunga wangdu jian du song yu la yi si.
Matsukapa continues. So this is stated in Shantideva's Entering the Bodhisattva Way in terms of suffering already arisen in one's own mind stream, though they are equally applicable to suffering one is yet to experience. So we see here that Shantideva, like Lama Tsongkhapa, is saying we need to reflect on suffering and its causes in relation to our own experience, our own lived experience, recognizing what we have experienced in this life and may befall us in lives to come. This is a crucial point.
Jerem chige da dine ge chunju song na shin du tus nyam le chna ti go nyam le che ko di le tha ba dinu dine sam da na ti go re se du nga nyu wa ju wa la ya cha wo se de da da de nga zu me na ma hong ba na ga dine shi ke so na ga chi ge sam bi dine ni ma hong ba de chen de dine ka nga che se jin de le tha wo zun de sam da
Mahomba It's imperative that we receive Dharma teachings and relate them to our own mind, not to take them as a mere present intellectual presentation or about the experiences of others, but to recognize in relation to the suffering I am experiencing and I am going to experience in lives to come. Because this, taking it as in the first person, taking it about oneself, leads to that required determination. I will turn away from what I'm habituated to, and I will cultivate habituation to new, wholesome ways of thinking. In this way, by taking the teachings and relating them to one's own lived experience, we bring about a lasting inner transformation.
Dōshī rāngā rī dōngā sāṅgō wū rī ဒီနေ့ဆမ်တာတို့ကြီးဝချုံးတို့ထွမောလာမြေရင်ပါတဲ့လွတ်ချာကြီးအခုလေးပိုင်းနဒီနေ့ဆမ်တာတို့ကြီးဝချုံးတို့ထွမောလာမြေရင်ပါတဲ့လွတ်ချာရဟုလေးကြီးတဲ့တန်တာလားဒါကြီးဝချုံးတို့ထွမောလာမြေရင်ပါလွတ်ချာရဟုလေးတဲ့ကြီးဝချင်းပေါ်တို့ထွမောလာမြေရင်ပါတဲ့
So these two paragraphs, Lama Tsongkhapa has presented us that how thinking about suffering is a vital point. So reasons have been presented for thinking or reflecting on suffering. And this is imperative as presented here, because the text now will present the sufferings of the lower realms in detail. So we need to understand why we are hearing this presentation. So firstly, we need to hear about this presentation and relate to it as that this is what potentially awaits me. I may well fall there in my very next rebirth. This then leads to a deep determination. I don't want to experience that. I have to turn away from the causes that could potentially lead to such a rebirth. So this then is the trainings of a being, of a practitioner of initial capacity. Reflecting on suffering aids our cultivation of that actual motivation. Moreover, recognizing not only do I not want to suffer in those intense ways, even the way that I suffer in this life is too much. I want to bring an end to suffering in its entirety. This presentation on suffering leads to a cultivation of the determination to gain freedom from samsara in its entirety, so the training of a being of intermediate capacity. And these two reflections then serve as the indispensable foundation by which we come to know our own mind, and therefore come to know the situation others find themselves in. Then it becomes easy to develop genuine compassion for others, recognizing they too, just like me, want to be free of suffering, but they are creating the causes that will lead to suffering, that have led to them now being tormented in the lower realms, or having gained temporary respite of being rebirth in the higher realms because of their deep confusion. They are not even embracing the opportunity that this rebirth they've achieved has created, and they may well fall to the lower realms in their very next rebirth. This then leads to the generation of compassion, and therefore, reflecting on the sufferings of samsara is the indispensable training for a practitioner of greatest capacity as well.
Gombali Kichimbure, so that, Chisanti Gombalet in the Yungure, so on. That Chigum Jena, Chigum said, Chigum said, and also Gom said, two sentinels, Niso Hakovach, Simju, Jevach, Niso Hakovach, Hakone, Lodilia, Dinigi, Tardu, Samba Timbuki, Shigurua, Dinis that, that Chigum Jetati, Ma, Masutumaji, Chigum Jetati, did Mashuore.
So therefore, this meditation is an analytical meditation, and as with all analytical meditations, one requires information or knowledge, which we can then use in reasoning, in investigation, thinking about the topic again and again, coming to gain conviction on the topic.
Now,
And so the presentation on the various sufferings of the lower realm are quite clear. They don't need extensive explanation. And the text continues, contemplating the sufferings of the lower rebirths has three points, contemplating the sufferings of hell beings, of animals, and of hungry ghosts. So the presentation will now follow of the sufferings being experienced by beings in each of those realms. So the text, as we see, starts with contemplating the sufferings of hell beings. And Lama Tsongkhapa writes this as four points. So this is referring to four general divisions of being of the places that beings take rebirth in the hell realms. And so these are four general divisions. Within there are many subdivisions. So it starts with the great hells of sentient beings, the neighboring hells, the cold hells, and the occasional hells. So the great hells of sentient beings, this refers to the hot hells, of which there are eight. There are the neighboring hells, and the cold hells, of which there are also eight, and the occasional hells. So as we saw a couple of paragraphs above, the excellent qualities of suffering. So suffering can only be said to have excellent qualities if one investigates suffering and its causes, and one learns from this, if it leads to a transformation of one's way of thinking and thereby behaving. If that doesn't come about, really, there are no advantages of suffering. Suffering is dreadful, and one wants to avoid it. But if one thinks about suffering and its causes and learns from this, it leads to a change in one's way of thinking and therefore behavior, then it can be said there are excellent qualities to suffering. So the purpose of this presentation is so that we can come to recognize the lived experiences of so many beings right now and that may potentially await us, and recognize this so as to seek out those relevant causes and avert them completely and purify past causes. This is the purpose of this presentation. And a further key point to make is that all too often in our life, we feel overwhelmed by problems and difficulties. And we may even feel that there's nothing we can do about our situation. We feel quite helpless. It's as if problems just befall us and we can do nothing about it. So the purpose of this presentation here is not to enhance that mistaken way of thinking, but rather to lead us to the point where we can recognize we are not helpless. There is something that can be done about the situation. We are not powerless in the situation. We can, through consistent efforts, transform our mind. Because all too often in society, when people's life feels overwhelming to them, they may well feel anxious, even depressed. So this doesn't lead to a resolution of the of problems at all. The outcome that we strive to develop is to recognize that every result comes from a cause. Therefore, by having an impact on the causes I create, as well as the causes that I've already created and are awaiting ripening conditions, by having an impact on this, I can transform the trajectory of my life. I do have some influence. I am not helpless. So this is imperative, that the outcome of the meditation needs to be a strength of mind, a determination, a confidence. In particular, recognizing that I need to consistently train in restraining my mind, subduing my mind. And through having confidence that through cultivating these causes, I can change the trajectory of this and lives to come, this meditation serves to strengthen us, give us confidence. This is its purpose. So then turning to the text, the great hells of sentient beings. So first, the place where the hells are said to be situated is presented. Situated 32,000 yojanas below us. Below us then refers to Bodh Gaya. So below Bodh Gaya is the hell of continual revival. And below that are the seven hells each, separated by 4,000 yojanas.
So the
map of the underworld is being drawn out here. So we see where the initial hell is, and then there's a boundary between each of the others as presented in the sentence. So just like in our daily life, we have particular boundaries and measurements, for example, the length of a day, or there's distance between this place and another place, so too is the layout of the underworld being presented.
That is all. Then you can in a minute, so you don't know, Julia, Lolly, I chant you what you are, some down at the Odidia, so Lolly, I chant you what you would want, the Nigida, Basil, Tiot.
First, we should relate to these distances, this map, as being explained in a way that people can relate to, can understand. So relate to it in that
sense.
The text continues. In the first of those eight, continual revival, the sentient beings gather together and stab each other with various weapons that manifest through the power of their karma. Whether they faint and collapse on the ground, a voice rings out from the sky commanding, "You shall revive." Upon that, they stand up again and start stabbing as before, experiencing immeasurable suffering as a result.
지다 양수 세디리아다 되네게 동화 같이 중고래시네 샘젠 대다 편주 주니스다 되냐와 봐 양수를 끼주게 샘젠 예와바 티 코론 투주 염도 염도 뒤 염도 점여도 안에 레기 왕게 코론들이야 천재 나서 보인 거 레스로 답변에 간 저게 답니 점내리야 마지한테 천재다 말아요로 어디나시 코론들이 천재 나서 봐 코론 레기 왕게 줍지게 천재지 용고 레스 용고 레스 제산대 천재 나서 봐 뒤에 다 지지리야 마치고로 지지리 뇌지 지지리 천재지 바 지수야 다 주신 제 두신에 바 코론들 등리단 거 레체 지지리 뇌 뇌버제도 어세
Beings born in this hell of continual revival, they are engaged in continuous combat with other individual beings in this hell, whereby through the power of their karma, they have a ready disposal, ready access to weapons. And therefore, as one being attacks them, they can try and defend themselves and kill the adversary with these weapons. And this process of conflict is continuous. Whenever they faint and collapse on the ground, so this is through their conflict that they beat each other down. One beats the other, wins over the other, and when they fall destroyed to the ground, their life hasn't ended. It's not then that the suffering rebirth is done. Rather, the text continues, a voice rings out from the sky commanding, you shall revive. So we shouldn't relate to this as there being an overarching being that is making this sound or making this happen. This is all an expression of their individual karma. So it's through their own individual karma that they hear this sound and that they arise. So we should see that their revival is a propulsion of their karma, as is the hearing of this sound.
Some
An explanation of this hell concludes with, upon that, they stand up again and start stabbing as before, experiencing immeasurable suffering as a result. The rebirths in the hells are not of a short duration like this life we have, but they last for thousands, if not tens of thousands of years. So the suffering is continuous, it's for an immeasurable period of time, and it's intense. This presentation is not too different from what some people experience through conflict in this life, so we can have an understanding of what it's like to be in continuous conflict, to have to fight, to be pierced, to be in pain like this. The great difference is that it's for such an extensive period and it's continuous. There is never any respite. Suffering is intense and continuous. Hearing experiencing there leads one to the determination, I have to turn away from non-virtue. Seeing how beings, for example, in this description, react in the same way again and again, experiencing the same impulses, and thereby keep reacting to the same, to similar situations in their habitual way, one develops a determination to both turn away from non-virtue, but also to challenge our own habitual ways of thinking, where we respond to stimuli in the same way. We respond to the same trigger points in the same way. So we develop this determination to turn away from our habitual non-virtuous patterns, to bring those to an end, and rather embrace virtue.
And then the wall Tina said, Diva, because I do not mind the chevore. Tina said the condition is in a Simjin dear Jeba nam Nesuwa namji and the Surishila soba, Dumar, Tig Napo, Tabne, D. Tendo, Sunji Shaba, so you do not young was.
The second of the hells. In black line, the hell guardians draw black lines in the shape of numerous squares and the like on the bodies of sentient beings born there. Then the latter experience the pain of being cut into pieces with weapons along those lines. So as one progresses through these hells, the intensity of the suffering increases and the duration of that rebirth increases.
So whilst one's repeated deaths is
due to weapons similar to the previous hell, the difference is in the duration of the suffering of each individual death, in that in the former hell, one is killed in combat and therefore death may often come quickly, although it is repeated again and again. Here, the death is more likened to being tortured, in that whilst death is inevitable again and again, the process by which one comes to each individual death is far longer. So therefore, the suffering in the second hell is so much greater.
The
third hell. In crashing hell, the guardians round up the sentient beings and pack them in between two goat-faced or similar iron mountains, whereupon they are immediately crushed by those two those two so that rivers of blood spurt out from all their orifices. So here, beings are forced to be between these enormous iron mountains, which move together, slowly crushing the life out of each being. So this is, again, an even more intensely painful death, where the being is eventually crushed flat. So, and through this process of being crushed, the pain is immense, and eventually the whole body, all their inner organs and so forth would spurt out of their orifices, their body being just flattened. So this we can liken to what we have seen with sheep when they or rams when they butt their heads. So it's like that being between these iron mountains.
And
next is a howling hell. In howling hell, the sentient beings in search of a home enter an iron house. As soon as they enter, fires blaze up all around them and burn them.
And
howling hell then, the beings here, again propelled by their karmic propensities, seek a home, seek somewhere that they can take shelter. But once inside, the doors seal, they cannot escape, and they burn to death in intense pain. That is howling hell, and then there's the great howling hell, which is the same as the previous one, except that the iron house has another one inside. Here with having these two houses, one inside the other, one is trapped within the inner house with no capacity to escape. The situation is even more hopeless. And now with the double walls around oneself, the intensity of the heat and therefore the resulting suffering is so much greater.
Then
So the reflection for with each of these hells leads to the same conclusion. This ever-deepening recognition that suffering comes from causes. Those causes are non-virtue. So what deepens then is our aversion to accumulating further non-virtue, and with that, our commitment to accumulating virtue. So the whole purpose of these reflections is to bring our mind to that conclusion, strengthening our aversion to any form of negativity, so that this aversion serves to protect us from following any afflictive thoughts that arise. And moreover, when we'll have more of a desire, a determination to engage in purification. And when one comes to do one's purification practice, and one recalls, for example, the opponent power of regret, within that, one thinks about the suffering that potentially awaits one. This then, these reflections then, enable that opponent power to be so much stronger, thereby influencing all of them and the power of the purification. And then thirdly, so not only do these reflections lead to this growing aversion towards non-virtue and more powerful purification, but thirdly, also a greater determination to accumulate virtue, to strengthen our habituation to wholesome ways of thinking. And this is all aided, so these three points are aided by the recognition. I can do something about the situation right now. Right now, I am not hopeless. I'm not helpless. Beings who are experiencing this right now, they are helpless. There is nothing they can do to avert non-virtue and to purify past non-virtue. They are overwhelmed by suffering. They are helpless. I am not. I can do something about the future projection of my lives. I can bring about an end to non-virtue and embrace virtue and thereby ensure ongoing excellent rebirths. So this is the conclusion that one comes to with each of these reflections. Well, then we can conclude there for this morning. Okay, thank you.
Does Krishna have any sort of conception as to whether the hells are like a psychotic experience that we can see people get in the human realm, like just great suffering, but within the mind, or whether the hell realm experience is actually lots of sentient beings living in that space?
Do those these experiences exist as actual realms, or are they like being experienced by human beings?
No. I'm asking whether within a hell realm are there many, many sentient beings together in the same place having that experience, or is it like a psychotic self experience?
Tiene, no, 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 경기열에 야매를 빼나 나중에 나서 미장에 미장하게 나서 미마보잖아 기열 이게 명가 위치 측이 경기열에 야매를 신분다
경기열 데디디 대중세점도 망보는 양수에게 염두 지도와 양수
然后把这些人蒙古树염두
인류로
So some of them, it's stated explicitly that one is with others. For example, in the crushing hell, there it says explicitly that sentient beings are gathered together between these iron mountains. And likewise, in the hell of continual revival, there one is engaged in fighting with others, but it's not just going to be yourself and another, but this will be likened to a battle where there are many beings together engaged in battle. And likewise with the howling hell and great howling hell, you'll be clustered together in groups of you who sharing your karma and who share similar karma rather, and are thereby in large groups gathered together burning in these houses. All right. So whether if one goes down 32,000 leagues and one ends up on the other side of the world on the moon or in another planet or in a particular realm that cannot be observed somewhere in space, whatever it may be, that can be how it is. But we don't need to get too caught up on the literal particularities.
One other possible view is that our experience of dimensions operates in a certain way.
whereas alternative dimensions may allow any number of things.
We can look at it a bit further this afternoon.